really happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this hour, I want to start off talking about the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow's July 4th, Independence Day, the anniversary of the day the Declaration was signed. Now, longtime listeners and readers know I have a family connection with the Declaration of Independence. And one of my ancestors on my mother's father's side, Dr. Josiah Bartlett, signed the Declaration of Independence. In fact, he was the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence. And it's not a particularly special honor. It is simply that the Declaration was signed in the order of the colonies from north to south, New Hampshire being the northernmost. And so he signed his name in the upper right corner of the blank section at the bottom because he was the senior delegate for New Hampshire at that time. And there's a family legend, not to be taken too seriously, that it was Dr. Josiah Bartlett who suggested the document be written on hemp paper so that if the American Revolution failed, they could all smoke the evidence of treason and escape the hangman's noose that way. And the reason they talk about independence was that the colonies were being predated on by the British government and banking system through a system of enforced dependence. You were not allowed to decide how to run your own life. You had to borrow your money at interest from the Bank of England to engage in commerce. That was the Commerce Act by King George III. That was the real reason the revolution happened. They don't teach it much in the schools ever since we got the Federal Reserve, but that was the real reason. You go back to the writings of Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, and they say that was really it. The enforced impoverishment of the colonies by being forced to use these banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England that was really led everybody to this stage of saying we have to break free if we're ever going to have a decent life for ourselves. And the people who created the United States of America, they were not career politicians. They were people who worked for a living, who wanted to prosper by their own hands, and who were being told, you can work hard, but the prosperity from your work has to go to that private central bank. You are dependent on them for your money. You are dependent on getting a stamp from the British Crown for any official document. You are dependent on the British East India Company for anything that you want, like tea. You are dependent on the knitting mills of Manchester and Leeds for your clothing. You're not allowed to go out and find alternative sources. That's what dependency is. Dependency is slavery. And that's what the founding fathers of this country were very, very upset about. So they said it's time to become independent so we can buy our clothing from whoever we want, including each other, so we can buy our tea from any provider in the world, so we can have our own currency that's a public utility and not a private money-making scam for a bunch of private bankers. That's what independence means. That's why it's Independence Day and not Freedom Day, and we kicked out the British Day. So I want to read you a few quotes from the Declaration and give you a little bit of the historical context, because I remember when I was in the state-controlled public school and they would talk about the Declaration of Independence and how we should revere it as the foundation of the company and they would the country rather, and they would talk about the people who signed it and all the rest of it. They never talked about what was actually in it and what it meant. So we're going to correct that oversight here. And it begins, when in the course of human events, and right there is a dig at King George III, saying that we are ruled by human events, not by royal decree. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow, of course, is the anniversary of the signing. By the way, a little piece of historical trivia you may not know. We're probably already aware if you've seen an image of the Declaration of Independence. One of these days, I'd like to see the original, just to look at my ancestor's signature. But right in the middle of all the signatures, you have John Hancock. Huge signature. And the story behind that one is King George III had bad eyesight. He was farsighted, and he had to wear glasses to read things. But he was incredibly vain, as rulers tend to be, and he didn't like to put his glasses on in public. And so when John Hancock went to sign the declaration, he signed it with King George will be able to read that even without his glasses. So they were enjoying the moment. They knew what they were doing. And they knew that they risked death. Signing their names on that document meant they could be punished for treason against the crown, which was being hanged, drawn, and quartered, which meant they would hang them until they were unconscious. So they went through that old pain and thing. Then they would cut open their stomach, pull out all their internal organs, and throw them on a fire. And then they'd chop them into four pieces and put the pieces on display. That was the British punishment for treason. And the Declaration of Independence was a death sentence for everybody who signed it if the revolution did not succeed. It's like Ben Franklin said, we must all hang together or surely we will all hang separately. That was a very, very serious thing they did. So getting back to the Declaration, I'm going to read you part of it and give you some of the historical context when it was in. When in the course of human events, thumbing their nose at divine right. It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. In other words, we have this right automatically. It is not a gift from a royal personage. We do not run our lives by your leave, which was a common British attitude of the time. And then it goes on to say, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. In other words, we're breaking free from you, and we're going to tell you why. We're going to recapitulate all the things we have been telling you are wrong with this country up until this point. And it goes on to say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, meaning never to be separated from. That's what the word unalienable means. The rights are there by default and may not be removed. This is something that is also referred to in the Bill of Rights. They are rights. They're not suggestions. They're not permissions. If the government can take away a right from you, it was never a right. It was a privilege accorded to a particularly obedient slave. So right there in the Declaration of Independence, they're saying human beings have rights that they may not be separated from justly. That among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Little historical trivia there. The original draft of the Declaration was life, liberty, and property. That everybody living in America had an automatic right to a little piece of the ground on which they could build a home and live their lives. But even back then, the money junkies were already trying to steer the new nation along a certain direction. And property, a right to property, was taken out and replaced with this pursuit of happiness, which if you really think about it, doesn't really make a whole heck of a lot of sense. But they didn't have word processing back there, and they literally had to take a new piece of parchment, put it over property, and write something on there to explain away the blank space. And that's how pursuit of happiness got in there. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, meaning not chosen by the church. Remember that whole ritual of coronation where the church said, we choose the rulers of nations. And that too was based on another historical fraud, the donation of Constantine, where the church grabbed for itself saying, we get to pick the kings, and you will not be kings if you dare anger the religious rule of this world, which thankfully has now gone away. But that's why that was in there. It wasn't a casual statement instituted among men. It's a reminder, we the people will make this nation, not a divinely appointed ruler with bad eyesight, not the church, not anybody else. We will govern ourselves, is why that's in there. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's probably one of the most important things in the Declaration of Independence. That government may not do anything to the people without the people's permission. That is the fundamental principle on which the United States was founded. Radical idea, power from the populace, not from holy oil and divine right and rule by debt slavery or rule by any slavery. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. In other words, we're going to take over management of this place because you are not doing a good job. King George III, you are fired, fired, fired. We don't care if God appointed you a divine ruler. You're doing a really cruddy job. All right, to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, meaning the people, shall seem most likely to effect, not affect, but effect, to bring about their safety and happiness. And then they go on to reinforce, this was not a trivial decision they were making. They knew they risked their lives signing this document. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, we'll put up with a little bit of nonsense and a little bit of inconvenience just to keep the peace. But there's a limit. There's a limit. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, remember we talked about that word the other day, usurpation is the taking of the property of the owners of the nation and using it for purposes other than those desired by the owners. It is a crime under maritime law when the government takes your money under the excuse that we're going to build roads and schools and hospitals and they instead spend it on Wall Street and Israel and wars. That is the crime of usurpation. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, meaning we've tried to talk to you about this before and you don't want to hear it, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's it right there. When the government is not taking care of the nation and its people, the people have a right, an inalienable right, to bring about a new government, as they are doing right now today in Egypt. And apparently Tunisia, inspired by Egypt, is now talking about giving their U.S.-approved puppet regime the old heave-ho. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, meaning we've had it, George. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. There's that word again. All having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And then they go on to list some of the abuses there. And I'm going to read you some and how they have modern day counterparts in our current country. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. In other words, King George III would not allow passage of laws that benefited the public. Look at how our government is still fighting tooth and nail over GMO labeling, product liability for computers and software, refusal to bring regulation to Wall Street banking. We're there. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. In other words, what was going on was King George III did not allow any authority or autonomy in the colonies themselves. Whatever the legislators wanted to do had to be drafted into a bill and sent to London for the king's signature, and then sent back. That's a three-month ocean trip. No telegraph, no telephone, and very often these bills would go up to the king, and they would simply be ignored. And it simply crippled the ability of the colonies to pass laws they needed to pass to keep the colonies operating. And it was all about arrogance, this desire for rule from the top. Federal law overriding state law. Good example, Arizona's immigration law. Oh, no, you can't do that. We in Washington, D.C. know what's best for Arizona better than the people who live in Arizona. Look at all these state gun laws where states are passing laws legalizing concealed carry and ownership of weapons, and the federal government comes in and says, no, you can't do that. We rule from the top. We will decide for everybody. Let me skip on down here. He's made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. In other words, direct, covert, and overt control of the judiciary. Again, look at the way Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Roberts reversed himself on Obamacare in the 11th hour, completely subverting the whole idea of a judicial review of the law of this land. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
This country is coming to you. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow, of course, Independence Day, the anniversary of the signing of that document, which led, of course, to the American Revolution and our being our own independent nation today. But sadly, we find ourselves, the American people, back in the same circumstances that led to that original declaration and the American Revolution. And I'm reading some of the complaints by the founders of the nation against King George III and putting them into their historical context. The next one is, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. In other words, the Stamp Act wasn't the only abuse of the colonies. King George III was setting up all these little bureaucrats and officials that you had to go to and pay a fee for your continued ability to carry out your commerce. Regulatory compliance in this country is completely out of control. Talk to any small businessman and all the different little agencies he has to go to for all the little different pieces of paperwork. Obamacare is another example. Huge new creation of government agencies to which you have to pay money and submit paperwork to no real benefit to you, the American people. And that's exactly what King George III was doing as well. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. Well, we certainly have a central government that keeps a massive standing army at huge, hideous cost. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Shall we talk about AIPAC and Israel's subversion of the United States government to subject us to a foreign jurisdiction for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us? Now, the reason Britain kept armed soldiers in the general population, even ordering the colonials to house the soldiers in their own homes, was to keep watch, to make sure people weren't saying bad things about the king, that they weren't questioning the wisdom and prudence of British rule, and certainly not the Bank of England and their banknotes borrowed at interest. Well, that's what the government is doing us today with this NSA spying. They don't need to have troops quartered in our homes. They've got our laptops. They've got our cell phones. They've got our tablets. They've got our desktop computers. It's the same object, though, to keep watch on people, to discourage them from speaking out against the abuses of those in power. And how about, you know, the TSA, the crotch grabbers, trying to keep us scared? Department of Homeland Security, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They're armed troops among us. They've been buying guns and hollow point bullets to keep us in our place, to discourage us from standing up against the money junkies here. And here's one that is really quite germane to today. For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. How many times recently have we seen the police and FBI murder Americans in cold blood and then are allowed to walk free with somebody saying, oh, it's in compliance with department policy? Or the FBI killed that kid down in Florida. They're not going to be arrested. They're not going to be punished. The FBI investigates its own misdeeds of its own agents, and they have never once in the last 20 years found one of their agents to be wrong. Oh, he attacked us with a pill bottle. We had to shoot him 7 times. Here's a good one. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. Folks, go out and check it for yourself. The 16th Amendment authorizing the income tax was never actually ratified. It's one of the biggest of the big lies this government told you to get your money to give to the private central bankers, who are themselves unconstitutional. The Constitution vests money creation authority with the government of the United States of America, does not explicitly authorize the delegation of that money creation authority. To do so should have required a constitutional amendment, but Congress passes a bill over Christmas break, 1913. Done deal. This is the new reality. For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, and we have seen more and more the courts deny trial by jury for lesser crimes. You go before the judge says, ah, I'm in a bad mood today, you're guilty, 30 days. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. We have that today in the continued erosion of states' rights and the imposition of a central federal authority that was never intended by the drafters of the Declaration or the drafters of the Constitution. The states and communities were supposed to have the authority. The federal government acted merely as an arbitrator among the several states. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. Remember how the federal government shut down Arizona's immigration law. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. The Declaration of Independence. We're talking about the reasons why the Founding Fathers took it upon themselves to break free of their government, to lead their own lives, to be independent of a system that survived by dependency and economic slavery. We're going through the reasons. I got one more I want to read to you. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Now, I know a lot of people are very upset over the phrase, the merciless Indian savages. That was the common sentiment at the time, and they were at war. And yes, the King of England had incited the Indians to come into the colonies to cause trouble, to keep the American colonies dealing with the Indians and not able to stand up against British rule. And now we see the U.S. government with a track record, going back to at least the 1960s, trying to divide Americans against each other. COINTELPRO, the Black Panther coloring book, the Rodney King trial, the Zimmerman trial, to keep us fighting amongst ourselves and not standing up and saying we desire independence. And the final part of the declaration that I want to read to you, after which we'll reopen the phone lines because I know people wanted to call. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And that really says it all, both in 1776 and 2013, when the people of a nation repeatedly plead with the government to take care of this nation, to use the taxes collected from we the people to take care of we the people, only repeatedly to be told that we must give more money to Israel, we must give more money to Wall Street, we must spend more money on wars of conquest. We have reached, for all intents and purposes, that same condition that our ancestors did back in 1776. A government that is no more interested in the welfare of the people beyond their wallets. We're there. We are definitely, definitely there. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. All righty. Now, apparently, the president of Bolivia, after a 12-hour delay, has finally been allowed to leave Austria after being treated like a wanted criminal. His plane diverted, forced to land in Austria when France and Portugal said, you can't fly into our borders. You may have that evil Edward Snowden on board. This is a huge diplomatic slap in the face. Apparently, all across South America, those governments are just screaming at the arrogance of the United States to do this. By the way, somebody published what purports to be an audio file from the aircraft itself in which the flight crew is saying that their instruments are starting to act funny and they don't know how much fuel they have left. Now, we know remote control of aircraft has been a reality for quite a long time. Remember Dov Zakheim? He was comptroller of the Pentagon when 9/11 happened, when that $3 trillion went missing. Before he was appointed comptroller of the Pentagon by George Bush, he ran a company that made remote control systems for aircraft. Are they hacking aircraft along with cars and our phones and our computers? Yeah, why not? Can't rule it out. But it's a huge, huge, huge diplomatic stink. Now, getting on back to FBI gate. I'm sorry, IRS gate. I'm losing count. There are so many gates. I need a scorecard to put them up on the whiteboard here or something. Lois Lerner is now saying that she will agree to testify about the IRS targeting of conservative groups in exchange for immunity. She was trying to take the Fifth Amendment. Congress was arguing that since she'd already voluntarily given them a written statement, that that represented a waiving of her Fifth Amendment right. The U.S. Supreme Court's latest interpretation is that you must invoke your Fifth Amendment right at the very start explicitly, or it no longer applies. I disagree with the Supreme Court on that. I think at any point where you're being talked to, because they could come up and talk to you about the weather and, you know, the color of your car, and you feel like talking, and then they say, all right, we want to talk to you about this crime, and you evoke your Fifth Amendment at that point, and they say, oh, no, no, you were already talking to us, you can't do it now. Dangerous, dangerous precedent. But Lois Lerner is now saying she will go public. She will testify. She'll blow the whistle if she's granted immunity. I think Congress is probably going to do that, and they should, because Lois Lerner is an underling. She's a tool. She's a hack. There is no way you're going to get me to believe that Lois Lerner took it upon herself to go out and target 100% of the Tea Party groups applying for nonprofit tax status. Just did not happen. Now, following up on that story down in Argentina, and this all goes back to the bombing of that Jewish community center in 1994, which was blamed on Iran. And Israel said, oh, Iran did it. We've got to hate Iran. And then a few months ago, Iran and the government of Argentina said, you know, we really kind of would like to look into this ourselves. And immediately Israel screaming, oh, you're anti-Semites. You can't do this. Don't you dare investigate this bombing that took place in your own country. We will tell you who the bad guys are. And from the sheer fury of their reaction, it was obvious they had something to hide. And now apparently the government of Argentina has said this former interior minister of the Argentinian government, who was their equivalent of an Israel firster, did bankroll the bombing of the Jewish center in order to create another false flag to blame on Iran, to trick the rest of the world into saying, Israel, good, poor victims, good, and Iran, bad. And it was another lie in an age of lies, especially here in the United States. We, people of America, people of the United States, we are the most lied to people on the face of this earth. It's not a question of where did the government lie. They lie all the time. About 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, Havana Harbor, the health of the economy, 9/11, TW-800. That's all they know how to do, rule by lies and deception. And it's starting to fall apart. All righty, my goodness. Still following up on Morsi is now out of power in Egypt. The chief justice of their constitutional court is the interim president. The Egyptian military is talking about, yes, we've got to have a civilian government. They're starting to basically calm things down and figure it all out. Huge party in Cairo. And gosh darn it, those poor oppressed people laboring under a dictatorship, they've got lots of fireworks. We're not allowed to have fireworks, even on Independence Day. Yes, you'll celebrate your freedom with a little tiny party popper, because that's all the government trusts us with. Oh, my goodness. The Federal Reserve has now delayed the implementation of a derivatives swaps rule aimed at Goldman Sachs. They said Goldman Sachs has to get out of their derivatives business. As bad as the exposure is, $90 trillion in credit default swaps against Europe's debt. Wall Street still sells them against anything around the world. And it's spiraling out of control. And the Federal Reserve told Goldman Sachs, you've got to get out of this. Probably because of that scandal in which Goldman Sachs accepted money from the state of California to sell California bonds, that turned around and sold credit default swaps against them, betting the bonds would default, which they ultimately did. And so the Federal Reserve, or the federal government rather, said Goldman Sachs has to get out of this. We got to bring regulation back. Now all of a sudden, 2-year delay. Yes, you, Goldman Sachs, can go on selling these things for another 2 years. We'll get around to you eventually. Now, speaking of delays, remember we were talking about earlier in the show how the Obama administration has now delayed a key aspect of Obamacare for an additional year. It was supposed to start in 2014, now in 2015. It's being viewed as a political stumble, an admission they can't really make this plan work. They didn't think it all the way through. It was all about more of your money going to the health insurance companies and the healthcare industry, who are all big campaign supporters of Obama and the Democrats. But it can't actually work out, and they're delaying it. And so now Congress is once again saying, we're going to pass a bill to outlaw Obamacare. We know Obama will veto it, and that will only increase the political fury against him. Eurozone unemployment has hit a fresh high. Apparently, Japan has now officially given up on being able to clean up Fukushima. They're just, let it sit there. It'll be a tourist attraction. We'll bring tourists by in lead-shielded boats and let them look at the ruins. We'll make lots of money off of that, I guess. Little reminder why we should be concerned about a false flag terror attack tomorrow of that kneecap aerial command post flying over Austin. The Los Angeles Police Department is conducting a major drill called Operation Independence, training for a terror attack on Independence Day in Los Angeles under the cover of the 4th of July. Little reminder, the United States Postal Service is logging all of your mail for law enforcement and the NSA. They're still not allowed to open those envelopes and look inside, although there are chemical sprays they can spray on them to peek inside that evaporate and leave the envelope unmolested. Well, we've already got members of Congress saying that the NSA spying on your phones and computers isn't enough. We need to read everybody's email to protect us all from the terrorists and blah, 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 blah. But right now, today, if you take a letter, you put a stamp on it, you put it in the mailbox, at every stage in the postal delivery chain, a digital image is taken of it, stored on a database. So they can come back and say, who mailed that horrible letter to blah, 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 blah. Complete total paranoia in the halls of power. Oh, let's see. The top Egyptian military commander, Morsi, ousted as president here. Concerns being raised over at Lone Star Watchdog that the NSA, on top of all the other data they're collecting, is that they are instituting their own national gun registry of anybody who owns any kind of a firearm. So there's a gun grab coming down there. More government snooping here and there. Now, interesting little article that came out of RINF.com. We know that Monsanto is pushing GMO as the solution to world hunger, and it's better, and you should accept it, and if your liver gives out on you, it's a small price to pay for progress. But as you know, a lot of countries have banned GMO, and a comparison of the productivity of their non-GMO natural crops is showing they are producing more food than these GMO versions. The yields are lower from the GMO crops. They're far less drought resistant, so these crops are more easy to be damaged by an absence of water. And we know that the irrigation system in the American West has been allowed to deteriorate along with the rest of the nation. Remember what happened in India when the farmers were ordered to use the genetically modified cotton and they had a slight drought which would not have affected the natural cotton plants but killed off the GMO cotton. Huge epidemic of these poor Indian farmers committing suicide because they'd had to go into debt to the banks to buy the GMO cotton seed. The cotton crops failed. They lost everything. But Monsanto is pleased because they made money. Again, confirmation that gold and silver physical supplies are very, very tight. And they are, in fact, demand for the physical is starting to drag the gold and silver prices back up. They've recovered about half of what they lost last month. Now is the time to buy in. Physical gold, physical silver, Republic Trading Group. And the proceeds from those purchases do help fund Republic Broadcasting. And we need your help. We don't get money from shadowy non-governmental organizations. We don't get big bucks advertising from major U.S. corporations because they don't like what we're saying. We depend on you. Let's see. Do we have any callers on the line? Is Jim in Georgia still holding? And Jim, are you there? I guess not. I'm sorry, Jim, that I talked way too long. If you want to call back in, we've got a few more minutes before the end of the show, and we head on out of here for our 4th of July. Well, we're not going to celebrate. What are we going to celebrate? What are we going to celebrate on Independence Day in a country that spies on us, tracks us, won't even allow us to have sparklers anymore out of fear we might make a terror weapon out of it? I mean, I know how sparklers are put together. The only thing you can make from little sparklers is a big sparkler. It's not an explosive. It deflagrates. It doesn't detonate. And there's a difference. It's just amazing. Just amazing stuff here. All righty. Anyway, let's see. We're almost at, let's skip on down here. Apparently, there is a new push to relax concerns about contamination of other planets in the search for extraterrestrial life. And it's a little bit of nonsense because it's already happened. After the Viking missions, we did find life. For political reasons, the government said, oh, no, they didn't do that. Ever since then, all of the Mars probes and rovers have not been sterilized to the same stringent standards we used on Viking. So it's kind of like a done deal. They're still out there trying to say, is there life out there? Yeah, there is. I think the reason the government doesn't want to acknowledge that Viking and now Curiosity have detected evidence of indigenous life on Mars is they understand it would be a socially transformative event. We'd all stop quarreling amongst ourselves and say, wow, we really know we are not alone in the universe. Let's start finding out who else is out there. And if we're looking up at the sky in wonderment, then we're not looking at the designated enemies over in Iran with venom dripping from our fangs and hatred in our eyes. And I think that's the reason for why this whole life on other worlds, because we're seeing all these tantalizing stories coming out of Curiosity. They're finding this could be life. Finding organic molecules doesn't really mean there's life. And they're hemming and hawing. And yes, a lot of it is NASA's traditional historic unwillingness to strike a definitive pose on any issue. But I really do think that our government is so concerned about maintaining the war agenda, they don't want anything coming in that might interrupt that manufactured hate for the Arab Muslims. And certainly confirmation of indigenous life on Mars would do that. We'd all realize that fighting amongst ourselves on this one little tiny planet is really kind of silly. It's time to join a larger community out there. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're in our last few minutes of today's show. And I do want to encourage all of you tomorrow, as you're sitting around with family and friends, do remember there's a reason for this holiday. And it's all about independence. The freedom not to be forced to be dependent on the government for permission to live your lives. The freedom not to be forced to be dependent on Monsanto for your food. The freedom to be not forced to be dependent on the privately owned central bank for your currency. The freedom not to be forced to be dependent on Nestle for your drinking water. The freedom not to be forced to be dependent on corporate pharmaceutical companies for common cures to common ailments that can be growing in your backyard. That's what independence means, choosing your own path through life. And you may make mistakes, but free people are willing to accept the responsibility of those mistakes, of choosing their own food, choosing their own medicine, choosing their own beliefs, choosing their own currency, what they'll buy and sell and barter with. That's what freedom is. That's what independence is. And look around at all the ways the current structure of the United States government and banking system is all about forcing you to be dependent, that you cannot live any aspect of your life without the blessing and product of some corporation and some government official. You cannot travel without having your crotch groped by the TSA. You can't even go through a checkpoint without having the entire content of your digital devices copied off now. The new probable cause is hunch. The TSA actually came out and said that if we just have a hunch, you may have something on your digital device that allows us to take it and copy it off. I think most Americans, if they sit and seriously think about Independence Day and what this nation was supposed to stand for, will look around and see what we're dealing with now, NSA gate, IRS gate, DOJ gate, and realize that there once was a dream called America, and this is not it. This is not it. We have become that fascist dictatorship that so many people tried to warn us about, that was coming when we allowed the money junkies to seize control of the nation's economy, and through that to seize control of the nation's government. Because private central banking is at its core a fascistic model. Wealth to the elite, imposed and forced poverty and debt onto the masses to keep them working as hard as possible so their work product can be harvested off. That's what fascism is. We are not a capitalist society. We haven't been for quite some time. We devolved into fascism years ago. We saw the signs back in the 1980s, and we're there today. So, happy Independence Day. Happy July 4th. If you're in an area where you're still allowed to have fireworks, shoot off a few sparklers for me. We'll be back on Friday, live show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good 4th of July and aloha, America.